When you hear the word virus, do you think of computers? Do you think of sickness? Either way, you think of something destructive. Well, today we're going to talk about six spiritual viruses that take men down on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. Today, I want to talk about six viruses that destroy men and how we can fight them. This is adapted from a talk, and it's not an exhaustive list. But let's start out with this. When we're talking about viruses, and in the lead, I asked about when you think of viruses, do you think of computers or you think of sickness? And again, either way, it's destructive. Viruses can be deadly even. You know, viruses on a biological level are microscopic, and they're microscopic organisms, and what they're going to do is they're going to insert or inject this genetic material into the host and take over the host's functions. And so that's kind of what we see when we're talking about sin and how it when it enters us and how it can affect us, and it can disrupt our function as faithful followers of Christ. You know, John Owen, the great preacher, said one time, "You must be killing sin, or sin will be killing you." You know, we've got to be intense and intentional about this. It's not about just trying to manage it. We should be seeking to destroy it. So, in no particular order, here are six viruses that can destroy us, men. The first one I came up with was greed. You know, any man can be filled with greed, the continual desire for more, and often that's more money. When greed has a man's heart, he makes decisions that are centered on cash and not on Christ and his people. So to fight it, I would simply say we need to let go. If greed starts to take greater hold of our hearts, it may be wise to let go of some resources, let go of some money. And by that, I mean to give. You know, giving combats greed. The second virus would be lust. When lust resides in a man's heart, he makes destructive decisions. What once seemed unthinkable becomes a fantasy, and that can easily move to reality. When lust grows in the heart of a man, a fall is inevitable. So, what do we do? Well, to fight lust, we run, and we run fast. Walking slowly is not a wise approach to lust. Run fast. Men who fall into sexual temptation fail to obey the simple command given to us in Scripture, which is to flee from sexual immorality. So the third virus is revenge. When we are hurt or harmed or feel like we've been done wrong, we can feel that it's our role and responsibility to right every wrong and extract pain from others. Pain we feel makes the scales even. Desiring revenge keeps us from walking in wisdom. And so to fight revenge, we need to stand still. You know, vengeance is not ours, it's the Lord's. To fight the desire for revenge, we got to remind ourselves that he's in charge, not us. We must discipline ourselves to stand still. Now, number four is independence. Sometimes we use the excuse that no one understands as justification for our preference to be alone. But more often than not, when we are alone, we make foolish decisions. So to fight independence in this context means that we need to invest and lean into community. Community is often uncomfortable because it's sanctifying. And sanctification is never comfortable. Independence is much more comfortable. So to fight it, we've got to lean into community, invest in others, and let them invest in us. Then the fifth virus would be pride. Because men are often in places of authority and influence, pride can easily build in the heart and mind of a leader, of a man. When pride spreads, men fail to learn from others. They fail to recognize the fragility of the moment and fail to serve for the benefit of others. So fighting pride, I would say, is to promote others. One practical way to fight pride is to take yourself out of the spotlight and promote others. Help others succeed. You know, that will remind us that we aren't necessary, and it's a humbling thing. And then the final virus would be laziness. Laziness can plague men who feel they've earned the right to stop serving, or who have lost their passion for the mission that they've been called to. When men grow lazy, the culture of those that they lead quickly deteriorates. You know, and these may start at small, but they can quickly spread in a man's heart like a virus. Men are wise to continually ask the Lord to search their hearts, to bring these things to mind so repentance can occur. So to fight laziness, we've got to take steps. We've got to get up, get off the couch, take steps towards goals. We've got to move. Well, that's my list. Are there other viruses that you can think of, and what would you do about them? Well, let me know at The Repurposed Man by emailing me, bob@therepurposedman.com. So until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been The Repurposed Man Podcast.